Christian Barnard, the first man to replace a human heart.
I became a doctor because I had a special ambition. My ambition was to give seriously ill people some extra years of life. For this reason, I became a heart surgeon. I became the first surgeon to transplant a human heart. I was born on the 8th of November 1922 in Beaufort West. Beaufort West is a town in the Karoo region of South Africa. My father was a missionary in the Dutch Reformed Church there. He taught people about religion. I had four brothers, but one of them died when he was very young. His name was Abraham, and he died of heart failure. That was when I realized that human life is special, and our time on earth is special. I had lots of time to think about this, because each day I had to walk to school. Our home was more than 2 miles from the school. My father was a kind man, and he taught me about kindness. But my mother taught me about ambition. I worked very hard at school because I wanted to become a doctor. My ambition was to be a surgeon. I graduated from Beaufort West High School in 1940, and I went to study medicine at the University of Cape Town. By 1946, I had qualified as a doctor. First, I worked at the Groote Schuur Hospital in Cape Town. Then I worked as a family doctor in a small town in the province. During this time, I met Aletta Lowe. Aletta was a nurse, and we liked each other immediately. By 1948, we were married and we started our family. We had 2 children, Andre and Deirdre. In 1951, we moved back to Cape Town, where I gained a Master of Medicine degree in 1953. The same year, I completed a thesis about the disease called tuberculous meningitis. I earned another degree because I had written that thesis. I started to work long hours at the Groote Schuur Hospital. This was when I became interested in the pump that we call the human heart. Memories of my brother's death from a heart problem had never left me. How can I help other people with heart problems, I asked myself. I wanted to learn more. So in 1956, I went to the USA to study heart surgery. It was an exciting time, because new ideas about heart surgery were talked about in America. Dr. Norman Shumway and his colleagues were helpful to me. I wrote another thesis about a part of the heart called the aortic valve. We discovered that we could probably replace diseased hearts because of research with animals. But many people didn't want doctors to replace human hearts. This was strange. For a number of years, doctors had replaced other organs in the human body. Perhaps people could change their minds about hearts. When I returned to South Africa, I began to work on kidney transplants. In 1959, I did the first kidney transplants in South Africa. I was taking organs from dead people to give to living people. By doing this, I was keeping people alive. If it isn't wrong to transplant other organs, why is it wrong to transplant hearts? I asked myself. Some people who didn't like the idea of heart transplants were religious people, and some of them were politicians. These people's reasons weren't medical ones, but some of my medical friends were unhappy about heart transplants too. I did more tests with animals. The transplant operations were successful for a time, although the animals died later. The main problem was rejection. The animal's body could not accept the new heart. I needed to test my ideas on a human. Louis Washkansky, a man aged 53, was dying from heart failure in my hospital. He couldn't live much longer. He agreed to have a heart transplant. Now we waited for a patient with a good heart to die from some other problem. On the 3rd of December 1967, Denise Darville died at the hospital. She was very badly hurt in a car crash, and she died soon after the accident. The transplant operation took 5 hours with a team of 30 people, doctors and nurses. We took Denise's heart and transplanted it into Louis's body. The operation was a success, but only for a short time. Louis lived for 18 days, then his body rejected the new heart and he died. The world's newspapers, radio and TV stations heard about the transplant. Suddenly, I was famous. The operation gave hope to many people, but we had to solve the problem of rejection. Then we could save the lives of many dying people. On the 2nd of January 1968, we tried again. My team and I gave a new heart to a man called Philip Bleiberg. This time, we dealt with the problem of rejection better. Philip lived for 19 months after the operation. That operation was the second of my 165 heart transplants. Each time we did the operation, we learned more about how to improve the survival rate. The fifth person, a woman called Dorothy Fisher, lived for 12 years after the transplant. My sixth patient lived for 24 years after her operation. All this was good, but transplanting a heart wasn't always the answer to a sick person's problem. I became interested in artificial heart valves. Sometimes replacing a valve, not the whole heart, was a better way of solving a problem. This was especially true when children had heart problems. There were problems again because some religious people and politicians didn't like the idea of artificial heart valves. Some of them thought that using artificial valves was worse than transplanting human hearts. But for me, there was no problem. I remembered my little brother. I thought that everyone had the right to live. I was a famous person with many famous friends. Film stars wanted to know me. But I continued with my work in heart surgery for as long as I could. When I stopped in 1983, the reason was a medical one. I had arthritis in my hands. This medical condition made my hands very painful, and I couldn't operate well on small organs. I couldn't do operations, but I continued to speak on radio and TV. I wrote some books. I tried to help my colleagues by talking to the government. I talked to the politicians, but I disagreed with the government of South Africa about many things. I hated its racist attitude to people who didn't have white skin. One day, when I was 78, I had a pain in my chest. On the 2nd of September 2001, my own heart finally stopped working.